The legislation would change how something called IOLTA works. IOLTA stands for Interest on Lawyers' Trust Accounts. When a client hands money over to a lawyer for a short period of time, say while a real estate deal is being closed, the lawyer puts the money into a pooled account. That account earns interest. For the past 30 years, the interest has been set aside to support legal representation for the poor. It's done this way in all 50 states.
It's an unbridled success.
Jack Middleton is chair of the New Hampshire Bar Foundation, which distributes IOLTA funds.
Over those 30 years, $28 million has been paid over to these endeavors where otherwise there would be no funding available.
Until December 2010, participation in IOLTA was voluntary for New Hampshire attorneys. But when the recession hit, interest rates plummeted and the real estate market dried up. IOLTA funding fell off a cliff from nearly $2 million a year down to $800,000. To help shore up the funds, the state Supreme Court decided to make IOLTA mandatory. But that mandate hasn't sat well with a small group of attorneys.
I don't like that. I moved to New Hampshire because this was the one state left in the Northeast where a person could own his own soul, even lawyers.
That's Representative Gregory Sorg. He runs a small law practice in the North Country. He bristles at the idea of the judicial branch telling lawyers how to behave outside of the courtroom.
The court is just overreaching the bounds of authority of a judiciary, and they are now legislating.
Legislating, says Sorg, should be left to the legislature. The Republican is sponsoring the bill to revoke the mandate and return IOLTA to a voluntary program. It's not clear how many other attorneys share Sorg's opposition. Banks, the backbone of IOLTA, still do support the program. Paul Rizzi is CEO of the Merrimack County Savings Bank.
We do care about our community, and we participate in it because we believe it's the right thing to do.
This bill has upset a lot of people in the legal aid world. They already lost over half of their funding in the last state budget. What doesn't make sense to John Tobin, who directs NH Legal Assistance, is that if the bill becomes law, lawyers will still have to put the money into accounts, just not ones that earn interest that can be used for legal services.
Making IOLTA mandatory was a small positive step in the right direction that hurt no one.
To Tobin, Sorg's focus on the principle of the issue ignores the very real consequences.
Even if we lose the funding that costs us one lawyer or one paralegal, that means that several hundred New Hampshire people will not have an advocate, and that means some of them will lose their housing, some of them won't get health care, some of them won't be able to escape from domestic violence.
Tobin says the cuts really do impact people. Already, legal assistance has had to close two offices and lay off 14 staff members. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.